Okay, call this meeting to order at 6:30. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from September 18th?
Second.
All in favor as amended or as written?
Aye.
Aye.
Going through resolutions 281. We're going to set a public hearing on proposed local law number 5/2017, the Ulster County Comprehensive Campaign Finance Reform and Accountability Law.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
No, of course. I just want to make sure. I just wait for you to recognize me. So, at this time, I'd like to move the amendments that are.
Can I move it for discussion first?
I'll move it for discussion first. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Then again, Mr. Chair, at this time, I just want to just make the amendments that are actually all in bold, and I believe they start on page 10. Thank you, Carl. Section 4A, first off, after a round-robin debate, I think Mr. Parody and I eventually came on 4,000 being the number. And I believe that it continues on to page 14, section 6B, little I2, which would be to go and raise it from 1,000 to 2,500 for a legislative race. So therefore, let's say with the raise 2,500 to get 2,500, giving a grand total of 5,000, which should be enough to actually run a
race.
Respectable campaign, at least, if not a full-fledged one, but... Right? I believe section 9D,
page 22.
Yes.
And that's to basically strike out those sections that would, create loopholes to the fund. And then I believe there was one more out there. Section 10, but it's on page 24. And that is in sections B, creating a. So actually, first off, deleting in 3, and then adding a section 4, and then in section 10C, to go and change the terms. I could have just said the ones that are contained in here, but I want to make sure in the record that we have it, and also that people can follow along. So,
thank
you. Jay, I don't know if I missed anything, but.
I'm sure somebody will bring it up. Do I have a second on these amendments? Peter?
No second.
Okay.
Did you agree?
Now we're going to talk about the amendments only.
Good.
Kenny?
Thanks, Kenny. I mean, a lot of the amendments make sense to me if maybe the law still doesn't in its entirety. I think it's a positive change that the amount of matching funds for the legislature, if you were going to have matching funds, is increased to the point that you've increased. I actually think that
I wanted
more. Yeah,
I wanted more.
I think that's positive. I think that a 23-to-1 amount it was kind of outrageous in the first. That. But one thing that still I have an issue with in the discrepancy between everything else is the new contribution limits. Again, right now I think that the contribution limit for the county executive is like $5,500.
It's $5,800?
$5,800. It's being reduced to $4,000. The legislature's right now is $1,000 and it's being reduced to $500. I think that's too low. Not that there's a lot of $1,000 donations in legislative races, but...
Mr. Chair, I wish you were on the subcommittee.
I wasn't.
I wish you had joined us on the subcommittee where my initial...
I can't come to every meeting, but
where my initial amendment, I think, was to bring it down to $2,000, and then I think I begged for $2,500, and then I think somehow it became $4,000.
Oh, I don't think that the executives is too high. I think the legislature is too low. I think that's the difference.
Oh, would it be cutting from $1,000 to $500?
Yeah, I would say $750 for that would probably be...
Well, I'm okay with setting a lower... Because we're talking about matching funds, because we increased the matching funds component, I'm okay that the individual donations themselves go down. Because now all of a sudden you're in a scenario where you have to be able to get and this, you know, the document gets into this, you know, later on, in that, you know, you have to get X number of qualified donations, period. I think it's like 10 or something like that, qualified donations, period. So at the end of the day, you're gaining money from the increase from 1,000 to 2,500. And again, I originally wanted it to be, I originally was thinking of 5, and then that was unrealistic, so I pitched 3, and then ended up at 2,500.
I understand.
What was more, not troubling was this, but that, you know, you're going from 5,800 to 5,000, that was what was proposed. And that was outrageous. That was sort of like a, well, it sort of devalues the office of county legislator vis-a-vis a countywide office. And so I think we at least philosophically agreed if right, we're going from 1,000 to 500, they should be going from 5,800 to a much
half
more significant.
It? Well, I mean, I just logically,
Mr. Chair, if you were to amend my amendment to make it $2,000, I will second that heartily.
I'm making 2,500.
Oh, actually, I proposed that one, so I'll go with that.
Can I finish with a couple of my thoughts, and then, you know, because right now we're just talking about the amendments on the table, we can talk about further amendments, I imagine, after that. But the one thing, I think this is probably going to be a deal breaker on both sides, in section D on page 22, subsection D of what's that, section 9.
Yep.
We seem to have removed most of the fiscally responsible sections of the budget director's due diligence on whether or not you're going to have or how much campaign matching funds are going to be available during a given year. You still have the not less than $50,000, not less than $150,000, but now we're not going to pay any mind to the fact that we have the New York State property tax cap of 2% or less. Not going to take into account the maintenance of the current unappropriated reserve fund balance and whether or not the budget director anticipates any significant reductions in state and federal aid. This is a large concern to me and is, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. It's a large concern to me.
Do you want me to respond or you want to let Dave speak and then come back to me?
It's up to Dave if he wants to go first or after.
Anyway, let me get back to the other thing. We were talking about my take on it. I would go with 2,500, and I would like to, if we have an amendment on that, that would make sense. I mean,
if Mr. Donaldson wishes to amend the amendment, I will second that.
Let him finish speaking.
No, that's fine. He seconded what I wanted. That's fine. My other problem I have is there was a resolution before us beforehand on dealing with campaign contributions and I had informed that we were working on a resolution. And in fact, I was in here with Legislator Rodriguez, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Legislator Bartels, when the county executive came in and said, well, why don't, you know, we could work on some of this together and I'd like to, talk about possibly one similar to New York City. So my response was immediately, well, that sounds great. Let's get together and do it. And then 6 weeks later, this comes out with no input whatsoever from anybody that I even know.
Yep.
Gave no input on this. I don't know if you had any input, because I don't think you did. You had input?
We have subcommittee meetings.
What was your input before this came to us?
It's largely a matter that's based on the league principle.
But so when you didn't read it, you just like on the thing.
I can answer that for you too.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, could you speak up and state your name?
This is Jennifer Clark with the County Attorney's Office.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
The State League of Women Voters, as well as the Local League of Women Voters for Towns of being drafted. They were given drafts, they gave soft input that's all included as
contact.
And was it
contact, correct?
I am not aware.
Okay. Anyway, back to where I was. The other thing was we were working on one that was talking about a lot of, we dealt with some of the idea that the candidate had to be held responsible for what people are, in other words, if you say you have a $2,500 limit or who can contribute and so on and so forth, the candidate was liable for themselves to make sure that they weren't taking money that was they shouldn't have, shall we say. The other thing is, for instance, we were also working on the idea of contributions from employees. And the idea that certain employees that are, in other words, are directly employed, in other words, they serve at the pleasure of certain people, and as a result, they end up giving the maximum amount of contributions each time. And it's almost, and to me, it seems as if it's almost mandatory, I guess. They give that type of contribution, it seems like.
That's a strong word, but...
Well, we won't call it mandatory, almost. But the point is that, and I really think that we should be touching on that. And we also should be touching on what county employees give to candidates that are running for county office. Now, I don't want to take away their right to contribute, but on the other hand, I don't want them to make the feeling that they have to contribute either. And, you know, there's got to be some types of protections on that, and I don't think any of these that is addressed in there.
Well, Dave, getting back to your original amendment, on advice from the Minority Council, we're going to entertain the original amendments first and then entertain... The 25. Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to entertain your amendment. And Pete. We're going to get totally lost in here.
So everything bolded is on the table right now. Nothing else yet.
Yeah, and then if you want to further make amendments, I'll be glad to discuss anything you want. Providing they have a second. And Pete, you want to go?
Yeah, I just had a question. I was going to respond to I had a question for Dave.
Go right ahead.
Regarding, but you don't want to talk about that right now.
Is it about the amendments?
His amendment to the amendment, you mean? Or?
It's about his with the employees and whatnot.
I think we're going to talk about that. He didn't make that sheet in the form of an amendment. He was just commenting in general that somebody should do something about
that. Well, I just had a question.
So what did you...
Well, I was going to ask it. I mean, if I understand where you're coming from with that, Dave, but these people are protected under civil service. They don't have to give a nickel. And unless it's a management position.
Yeah, but those, well, the management.
We're talking about it now.
We're talking about management.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's what Dave had in mind, say, Deputy
I have a question about Legislator Donaldson.
Commissioner.
Well, all right, let's go back to what we were originally doing.
I have a question about Legislator Donaldson's amendment.
It's not on the table yet. Should we wait until after?
I thought you got a second.
Advice from Minority Council was to
ignore it.
Okay, let's get back to the first.
you're just digging them deeper and deeper, aren't you, Ken?
I didn't know if it was real or something that Kevin
made
up. Hooked up.
Would I put words in the Minority Council's mouth?
Goodness, no.
Let's not answer that question right now. It's election season. All right, Mr. Chair, if we may, orders of the day. We have an amendment, I guess, that's been offered. We have... And I guess if we're discussing the totality of the amendment, I know the legislative chair brought up Section 9D, which I think is on page 22.
Good memory.
Let me try. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one, though.
I'm getting lost here. Are we dealing with the other amendments so we can move on?
Yes, we are.
We're dealing with the ones that were officially voted on by the subcommittee, right? So, I mean, the things that we have here
that are voted on by the committee. We're in discussion on the amendments.
That's exactly where we're at.
They're like real amendments for today.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
They're the first amendments, then we'll deal with all the tertiary amendments afterwards.
Then we'll deal with the second amendment.
The amendments are in the local one.
So, hence tertiary. So, Mr. Chair, you know, you bring up that, yes, we recommended deleting 2, 3, and 4. And, you know, the reason being is that we all believe in spending what's necessary for personal security. We all believe in spending what is necessary for national defense, and I think for many of us, spending for elections, for ensuring clean elections, is just as valuable. And I actually find fault with it being in the law in the first place, that suddenly it's like, oh, well, we believe in clean elections, but, you know, if we've got a problem, you know, it's one of the first things to go. It's like, well, you know, we've already demonstrated that the county has found always unique solutions to our fiscal problems. And in fact, having been here for 14 years, you know, we have made hard choices over the years. We've reaped the benefits of those hard choices. That also said, I think it's also been demonstrated we have figured out ways to be creative to be able to deal with the problems as they've come up.
Kenny, and then Carl.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just responding to some things the minority leader just brought up. I think that one of the reasons that we are in the fiscal state that we're in is because we haven't made rash decisions with taxpayer money. And
so you're saying
in fact,
this is rash?
One of the good things... May I finish?
Please.
One of the good things that I think the county executive put in here, and again, I've spoken to a lot of my constituents who have concerns with public financing of elections in the beginning, and I have, you know, some very big concerns about public financing of elections, you know, taxpayer money going to pay for political campaigns. But one of the good things in here, one of the positive strokes I thought was the element of fiscal responsibility when it comes to the money, because again, you know, just because we're having a good, you know, just because we've made positive decisions with taxpayer money and have put the county taxpayers in a good financial position right now, doesn't mean that it's always going to be that way. You know, we're never, you know, 5 years away from legislators or an executive or, you know, spending too much money or the economy crashing or state and federal funding going away, which I know that a lot of folks on your side of the political spectrum are making a lot of noise about up in Albany today, these days. And to me, you know, there's already, you know, a 50,000, you know, no less than 50,000, no more than 150,000. But now to decide in the middle there, I mean, why don't you, if you think the key to clean elections, which I dispute the fact that we don't have clean elections here in Ulster County. In fact, the only and largest, you know, I mean, you know, just off the bat, violation of campaign finance law happened in the town of Wawarsting in a legislative race a few years ago, where a candidate was funneled $35,000 from an individual donor through the Wawarsting Democratic Committee, which under this law is still legal. I don't think that we have dirty campaigns in Ulster County. I think we have clean elections in Ulster County. And again, if you think that $100,000 that $100,000 difference is the key to clean elections in Ulster County, for God's sakes, take out the low of $50,000 and say it's got to be at least $100,000 or $150,000.
Thank you. Carl, and then Hector, please.
All right, just in response to Legislator Martin's comment on Section D, 2, 3, and 4, if, you know, we do have a fiscal responsibility, and that's a given, why not just put it back in? It would make it so much simpler, because we know we have to abide by the 2% tax cap or 1.79% or whatever it is. Why not just put it back in? It's like it's a no-brainer.
He wants to drain the swamp,
no, it's just a no-brainer. So, okay, we just have to be reminded in this local law that we have to stay below the 2% tax cap. You know that... we have to have the current unappropriated unreserved fund balance as defined and blah, blah, blah. It's not, to me, it's not a game changer. Why not just put it back in?
Sure.
So part of the reason why you showed fiscal discipline is to be able to do changes like this to your government. And I think it is for the better. But we've taken steps. It's not as if somehow this is some sort of half-cocked idea, especially when considering in the first place there's already sort of hard-coded the amount, the no more and the minimum, right? Which is, at the end of the day, not a huge amount of money, even by the county standards. But let's also just sort of make note over the past few years. We've done things like set aside money into a stabilization fund, almost a lockbox stabilization fund. That's still there. But it is, Ken.
The lockbox.
I know. Well,
that.
Sorry. That's like a 4 or 6 year old joke at this point. But still, at the end of the day.
Oh, it's longer than that.
Money.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
No, Bob's talking about the one that we actually did most recently when I was actually still on Ways and Means.
Oh, all right. I was thinking.
We set aside.
I know.
It's true.
Lockbox.
but that's what people were actually bringing up during the course. That's actually how we were describing it, the parlance, if you will. So it's not as if somehow
we are.
I think that's what it was called. It had a name. It had an acronym. Who knows? They think these things up somewhere. So it's not as if somehow we are, you know, wildly spending the public's money. And I'm going to stand by, and I think the Democratic Caucus is going to stand by the idea that clean elections are just as valuable as any other programs that we go and fund.
Again, you go back to the clean election, saying...
Mr. Chairman, by the way, is Chairman
Montes... I apologize. May I be recognized?
I think the chairman overruled me.
I didn't know he could do that during the course of a committee meeting, but, you know...
Anybody else want to speak before I let the chairman speak for the fifth time?
Come on, Dave.
I don't think I've spoken five times.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
Come on, Dave.
Even if this is just ceremonial, that the budget director is going to take these things into account, it's the kind of fiscal irresponsibility that comes from not thinking about these things when making decisions that I think is missing now that's out of here. And again, I'm not saying that $150,000 or the $100,000 difference between the two is going to break the county taxpayers, although I disagree that it's not a lot of money because I think $100,000 is a lot of money. I will say that it's the mindset that goes along with not asking these three questions when making the decision, if it's going to be between, is it going to be, on the low end or the high end, is the road to fiscal irresponsibility. That's what I think.
And that's...
Go ahead.
And that's why, Mr. Chair, you've got a Commission on Public Finance working in concert with the Budget Director. So it's not as if somehow that these things are somehow just being randomly thought up. But on top of everything else, I'm actually going to harken back to what somebody else during the course of the subcommittee said. If there is legitimately, and I mean legitimately, a real problem, right, that we really discover with this, with regards to the lack of having 2, 3, 4, right, we have an amendment process to local laws. We amend local laws all the time. Now, I'm not saying that somehow, every local law could then be sort of, that's the same thing could be said for any local law that gets proposed, right? You could change it later, right? What I am saying is this. You have put protections in place here. That's why you've actually got a Commission on Public Finance, right? That's why you have a budget director involved in this process. That's why you've actually set in 5. If you notice, we didn't delete 5, and we didn't change 5, right? Where you've actually got a minimum and a maximum, right? We have already done the containment. What I am saying is that I think that at a minimum, that $50,000, because that is the minimum amount that can be in that account, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that commitment is worth something and worth protecting, and I don't think that 2, 3, and 4, right, for the instance of $50,000 being in that account, I'm saying I'm willing to go and stand by that $50,000. We can find other cuts. We can find other things to go and to move around during the course of a county budget. And if for some reason we can't, if we are so hard up, and mind you, there are very few people in this room, actually there's probably only 4 of us, that can remember the days back when there was a different majority in which we had to go and run the government off of cans and rands, right, in which we literally had to go and borrow just to make payroll. And Rich, you remember those days. And Dave, you remember those days. And Pete, you remember those days.
I'm thankful that the chairman is to not remember those days.
Yeah, and
it's a good thing we came and on board here so we don't have to go through them days. I got a question if you're done, Hector. And this I'm going to ask the majority council because I'm not allowed to talk to minority council.
You can talk to them all you want.
He just can't answer, obviously. If we were to put back 2, 3, and 4, what is the trigger? When is the trigger for the budget director to say, no, we're not going to use these funds?
There isn't.
There isn't. So technically he could say November 6th, we're not going to give anybody money.
Yeah, you're talking about, is there a deadline? It's not built into this.
There's no trigger date. I mean, shouldn't the, if there was, there should be a trigger date, that you know, a cutoff date.
Well, doesn't it have to be consistent with the budget timeline?
October 1st, I would say.
Not set forth in this law, but we do have a budget timeline that they would have to abide by.
But also, you know, if I could... I mean, you know, there's no time for that to happen because the amount shall never fall below $50,000. So if there's only $50,000 available, there's only $50,000 available. It's whatever is budgeted, and, you know, it does say in consultation with the Commission on Public Finance, but, you know, he can consultate with them all he wants and then make the decision. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, again, 2, 3, and 4, to me, it's not about the operationalness of the I like it. I don't care. I don't care about the effectiveness of those three things as much as I care about what taking them out, the message that taking them out is saying.
Okay. By the way, is operationalist, by the way, related to confefe or such words, or?
And that's why you're the minority leader, sir.
I'm just curious if the Democrats agree. If I'm just saying, if the Democrats were to agree with that, would the Republican caucus be in support of this?
I can't speak for everybody in the Republican caucus, but I can tell you, I'd be probably more tended to support this if we exempted legislators from public money.
You're saying not have legislators have any public?
You can't do that because then you're restricting people that don't have any money. They
it doesn't take much to go out and raise $1,000.
What? If you don't raise money, you can't get money.
Yeah, how much you need to run a small race?
Right? Am I right or wrong?
With 8,000 people.
Matching.
Yeah, he's dollar saying for
he
dollar
doesn't
matching.
Want, he doesn't want legislators to get anything.
Money, you don't get money.
You don't get money, exactly.
But you're saying you don't want them even in it, right? Oh, he's not talking about that. He's saying he doesn't want anybody to get anything.
Then you said, well, legislators don't really raise money.
No. I didn't say that. I said what I was saying was, then it becomes a rich man's game. If they're not part of, they can't participate in the fundraising, and if they can't participate
in
raising funds,
fundraising.
He said he doesn't want anybody. He doesn't want them in at all.
No, they can't
get
county match. They can still go raise money like everybody does now. You just can't get the county match.
Right, you can't get the county match.
The state law governs the whole process.
See, all right.
This is just
no, I'm just, okay, but he's saying, I just
in response to that, Pete, I mean, I don't support the law as it sits. I can't support it. I've spoken to my constituents, and they don't want me to support it.
Even with 2, 3, and 4
in
there.
Even with 2, 3, and 4 in there.
Even with every,
But my, I mean, my biggest problem with supporting the law, and I was going to talk about this after the amendments were done, but, you know, just to answer your question, I mean, my biggest concern with the law overall is that, you know, I don't think that it's going to create cleaner elections in Ulster County. It's just going to be an expense of taxpayer money. And I'll tell you, some of the most corrupt elections in the state happened in New York City, where they have public financing of elections.
I know. I don't know if cleaner, more corrupt. We look at it. I don't know of a lot of corrupt campaigns going on.
Well, we've got somebody talking about
this,
it here.
But what this does is it gives people an opportunity to run that may not run. It opens up the number of people that now may become more interested in running for public office. Okay? I'm just telling you.
Yeah, Rich, go ahead.
Thanks. Thanks, Kev. I support the concept of it. I think money is out of control in elections at all levels. Probably our level being the least amount, because the higher you go, the more influence you have.
Right, sure.
That's where the big money goes.
What influence did we have?
But with that said, I mean, what about if we did something like, with the money maybe for Chairman Ronk and some folks that are opposed to it, you have to buy signs in Ulster County. You have to buy your leaflets,
yep.
Palm cards,
yep.
In Ulster County. You have to buy advertising. The money that is spent has to be Ulster County vendors. Therefore, if you do get matched, that is money that's going to staying in the county. Like me, I bought my yard signs this year. I just went online. I have no idea where they came from. It was easy. It took me half an hour. But if I knew I was going to get half of it paid for back by the county, I would have found the local place, which the young lady running for legislature did. She went into Kingston and found a spot that made her sign. So maybe we put it, it's you only get reimbursed for purchases made within the county.
Go ahead, Dave.
Now, I got a hypothetical question. If there is $50,000 in there and there's a request for $120,000 altogether, how does it get divvied up?
That was my next question. You know, the equity.
Percentage. Everybody gets the same percentage.
Yeah, but you don't know. The question really comes down to you need to know how many people are running.
You'll know that.
We could ask the county attorney's
office. They have to apply, too. So what do? You just automatically assume that...
You know in July when the petition process is done, who's running?
I believe the county attorney might have an answer for that. If she has her hand up, or are you just like...
No, I have my hand up. There's a provision in here that says, yes, it gets divided up proportionally based on how much is in the fund, based on how much they would have gotten had the money been there.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Right. We're going to need a couple of actuaries.
I have a question. When is the money allotted? Please do for me.
Can I ask a question? If somebody's running unopposed, are they still eligible for money?
No. Okay, no, you have to be opposed.
No, that's what I thought.
Let's stay on that for a moment because, you know, a candidate can be unopposed and have a write-in candidate come and, you know, with these machines today, write-in elections are, you know, much easier. I just want to throw that out there as a possible issue.
Somebody,
but
would that person be eligible, a write-in candidate?
It says after all the candidates are disqualified in the city of in the city of Kingston there was somebody who was not enrolled who just through human error was not authorized by the Republican Party, had to do a write-in primary to get the Republican line. All of a sudden, if that happens in the county legislature race, that candidate does not qualify for the matching funds. I mean,
no,
you know.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know what to say.
I have a question that's not related to the existing amendments, but
go ahead.
Other people had interjected things that.
Might as well be talking about everything. You want to just vote on the amendments to start with?
Well, which is like what I thought we were going to get to.
Well, I think we're waiting for an answer from the county attorney on when the money is divvied up.
It's on page 22. It's on page 22 about with time frame. Anyway, so $2,500 right now for legislators, right? And $23,000 for the countywide races, county executive, which they're never going to be. Not all five are going to be running the same year.
Yeah.
But
in fact, it's actually always two,
right?
Two and
so
one, and then two.
If
we had 23 legislators running opposed, and they all raised $2,500, and they all got matching money. That's $57,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
And assuming that we have five countywide races one year, I guess we won't. That's $172,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but you will actually always have two countywide races, so you always have $46,000. So that's the number you can use.
Two?
No, but I'm saying, but there's always two up for election.
Next year, two candidates.
Two candidates. When we run it, when we run as a legislature,
there
is always. So I just said $46,000.
Right. $46,000.
Yeah, $46,000.
Right. Okay. So
for legislature.
Yeah, for legislature to go along with his 57. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so 57,500.
Just that.
That's three people running in District 22.
That's 103,000. You know, we could possibly be
throw that out there.
Costing the county taxpayers over $100,000 to run our races. If all 23 legislators run opposed, and there are two countywide races,
which is never going to happen.
Why not?
No, Ken, I'm sorry.
You got the incentive.
No, right.
We never had the incentive for matching funds. Now you do.
The time frames can be found on page 15 in
that section. Maybe $2,500. Want to vote in those numbers? Then. What happens if you only raise 1,000? Do you still get 1,000?
Hey, you don't have to raise the max.
Well, what did you raise your first campaign? How many years ago?
2001, right?
As the years go by, it costs more to buy signs, it costs more to buy advertising.
That's what that theoretical max amount is.
Sure.
Right. Which is more than what we expect.
$11,000 more than the maximum.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not as if somehow.
$200. It couldn't have been any cheaper 16 years ago.
Okay, if we're... go ahead, Jennifer.
This is what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The technology, they're able to put them out.
For primary candidates, they won't get money until 2 weeks after the last day of filing designated for primary. Does that answer your question?
Very much. Thank you.
Oh, but what about... never mind. But that highlights another issue, if I could. That highlights another issue that any candidate who's in a race for an OTB can't raise primary money during the OTB. I mean, they're in a primary election at that point, too, because there's no designated petition filed for them. I don't know.
If they get 30% of the vote, they're eligible then to be reimbursed.
But you're going to vote no one's anyway.
You know,
it's not okay to highlight errors.
You can.
Just a clog in the wheel.
A clog? I like that. Can I use that?
He's a clog in the wheel.
You can. All right.
He's a clog in the engine.
I'm going to call for a vote on the amendment, unless we have anything further to add.
What is the amendment? And who made it?
They're in highlight.
Okay.
And they came from the subcommittee.
Right. All the work of the subcommittee.
All right. This is the work of the subcommittee, so...
Sorry.
All in favor of the amendments?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the amendments?
Nay.
Nay. I'm opposed to the way they set up when they need to be changed. I support the mindset of the amendments, but the problem is you're telling me to support an amendment for a number that I don't support.
You could amend the number after you support the amendment.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want, you can vote for it and then make an amendment to the amendment, which I was seconding, David.
I find this process a little troublesome at this point. But
I found the process the whole time a little troublesome.
I would have gone down your road, Mr. Donaldson, and actually amend the amendment right away and actually have that conversation. But apparently...
Let him speak. Let him finish.
All right, I'll vote for the amendment amend the amendment.
Can I ask the
will second
council
that.
If it's okay for Dave to change your vote?
Sure.
Whatever
he wants.
All right, everyone leave Chris alone. All right.
He doesn't come.
I'm never coming back.
Exactly. All right. He won't come back. I'll have to bribe him with whatever.
Okay.
Candy.
Jay.
A monthly salary of some kind.
The amendments are adopted 4-3.
Okay.
Now I want to know, what was
there? You're one of the four.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So they passed.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Donaldson has an amendment to make.
Yes, the amendment that I offered before.
Page 10.
Page 10.
I'll vote for
this one. Yeah, you will. All right. Section 4, subsection A, subsection I. Mr. Donaldson, is that correct?
Yeah.
On page 10?
On page 10? No, I think so.
To reduce down from 4,000 to 2,500? And I'm seconding that?
Yes.
Like I did before?
All in favor of Dave's amendment?
Aye.
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 I'd like to make an amendment to exempt legislators from this and only include countywide races.
You'd have to delete like a fifth of the law.
Right. You want to postpone until next month? And we'll have, no.
What's that?
I think it's. Were you voting in favor of Mr. Donaldson's amendment, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. All right, there you go. 7
there.
On the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Oh.
Or are you serious?
I'm serious about my amendment.
To go and basically remove any mention of county legislature from this in terms of our involvement in the Clean Money, Clean Election System, or whatever we're calling campaign finance.
I don't think that's
finance.
The name of it.
Yeah, that's what it's based off of.
Go ahead, Dave.
Now where are we going on this now? I'd like to follow the process that you're going to be using because I find it a little troublesome.
I made an amendment to eliminate legislators from this.
Take a look at this.
You need a second.
Deeply, not three people in the subcommittee. The thing has been thrown to us out of nowhere. And I support the mindset of clean elections, but there's also changes that need to be made here. The commission, I have a problem with the way the commission set up.
Mr. Chairman, there's an amendment on the floor. We're getting way out of control here. There's an amendment on the floor. Somebody has to second it.
Legislator, Chairman Roberts made an amendment to remove every...
Does it have a second?
Did somebody second it?
No,
not yet. I think I'd like to get Dave. I don't know where he's going with his points.
He's got an amendment too, doesn't he?
We passed that.
No, we passed that.
You voted for it, Rich.
that was
the contribution limit.
We're not getting any passed.
Go ahead, Dave.
I have a problem with any type of commission as a three-person commission. I don't think it's maybe a 5 to 7 members. I don't want more than 7, but I don't want less than 5.
So we should make it 5
whatever,
then.
Whatever the way people want to look at this, I mean, but a three-person commission.
What do you think, Ken?
To me, it's not healthy.
Ken? This would be in section 10? Hold on, I got to just catch up. There we are.
How many kind of
well, if you make it into a 5-member commission, and we still use the same logic for appointments.
Yeah, but then the legislature would get 4, right. Executive would get 1.
Well, no. The executive would
get
2.
Make it 2 and 2?
No, 2 and 2, and then the committee would decide the chair, right? That's what we agreed upon.
No, that's about the chairman right now, but the actual selection of members. What Dave is talking about is changing from 3 to, say, 5.
Which would, right.
And so what I was offering was that then...
the chair would make up the 5th.
Not that, Pete. The way it's set up right now is that it's 1, 1, and 1,
right?
Right. So if it's going to be 5,
it's an odd number.
Exactly.
5's an even number.
What page is that on?
I'm kidding.
It's odd. Legislative Council must know what page that's on. So
that's on page 23 and 24. And you'd be amending section 10. Section 10, pretty much in its entirety. Section 10A would be going from 3 to 5. You'd be changing. You'd have to go and change 10C. So, I said you liked what I said, right? 2, 2, 2, 1.
Well, I like that, but I don't think that something like that would survive an executive veto.
Who cares?
The
veto was
what? What was his thing?
Legislator Rodriguez suggested that the minority in the legislature get 2, the majority in the legislature get 2, and the executive gets 1.
I would agree with that.
Would you like to offer that amendment, Mr. Donaldson?
Yes, I will.
I'd like to second that amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to discuss it or vote on it?
Let's vote for it.
These types of things are really, typically, they should be legislative driven. The reason they should be legislative driven is we are a deliberative body. And I have nothing against and I actually applaud that the county executive put something together to give us to work on, but it would have been better if he did it in another manner. But let's not get into that. But having said that, these type of things are typically sort of legislatively driven. As a result, it should be, the legislature should have more appointments on this because we are a deliberative body. So my take on is the 2, 2, and 1 is fine with me. I have no problem with that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think that's...
We have to approve the funding. Ultimately, we're responsible.
Is the is that in the form of amendment?
Yeah, Dave made it, seconded by Legislator Rodriguez.
Okay, and did you make part of that the 2-2-1?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Post?
Post.
Better than what my solution was going to be, which was going to be chairman, minority leader, majority leader,
easier,
and then one of every of the elected officials who have to operate underneath the independent elected officials.
Yeah, it gets too cumbersome. 2-2-1.
I'm fine with that.
I know.
Can I speak on the resolution for a moment?
Yeah.
I'm not making any amendments, I promise. you know, I have to go back to, I have a concern about taxpayer money being used to fund political campaigns. In some jurisdictions, I've seen it done in a way that I can support, where as part of your tax bill, you can voluntarily donate to a campaign finance fund. And that's something that I could support, that the funds would never exceed the amount donated to the campaign finance fund, because then you're essentially asking the government to use your tax dollars to fund political campaigns that you may support or not support the candidate. But I have, you know, if you don't pay your taxes, they take your house away. If you don't donate to a political candidate, you know, you don't donate to a political candidate. Now we're taking the money that we are taking from the taxpayers to run our government and using it to fund political campaigns of people they may oppose. To me, that just it flies in the face of what taxpayer money should be used for.
Go ahead, Hector.
Okay. Well, I understand your position, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your position. I take a different tact. I take a different tact where we've seen in states like, for example, Connecticut, where, you know, you've got more young people and more diverse people serving in public office in either the state house or in the state senate, and I think you actually get better outcomes.
You got numbers to back that up, or you just?
Actually, I will get them. I will get them for you.
I appreciate that.
That's not a problem.
That's true.
In Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get it for you.
Go ahead.
Sorry, you weren't done. My fault.
No. It is my hope that we actually move a package forward. Again, I understand there are still some hesitations, but I think that we are at least providing our input now. It's unfortunate that this process started sort of less than ideal. Let's just be polite about it.
I just can't believe that we would vote. Our egos would be so big that we would vote to give ourselves public tax money via campaign funding. I mean, that's something that, you know, to me just seems wrong.
Was that chairman's discretion to interject?
Yeah, but we're actually voting.
But, okay.
As a point of information, we're actually voting to give our opponents money also.
Right. That's actually also true. and we're giving...
What you're saying is taxpayer money for everybody.
Everybody gets the money.
No, I think it's a reasonable number. I mean, we're looking at the numbers. We're not looking at it. And, I mean, I understand your argument, Ken, but the numbers are not that large.
Right. It all starts
but
that
I
way,
also
Dave.
Understand maybe yeah. we can but put something in there. Maybe cap. We should put something
the
on our tax bills.
There's
people that want to donate, and then that money would come, you know.
And like you said, we can change
whatever it doesn't get funded from that aspect, we will have to fund. But I mean, it's not a massive amount of money that you're talking about.
Rich, go ahead.
I agree with Dave, but I was going to say we have a resolution coming up on an Airbnb tax. Why don't we dedicate a portion of that towards it, and then we can say weekenders and vacationers are paying for our campaign.
You can't. It's against the law. It can only be used for tourism and promotion.
Well, there it is. We can promote them.
Can I make
we'll
a comment,
tourism,
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, then we'll cut the tourism department.
Go ahead, Carl.
All right. I know this was a very long process. Going through the subcommittee the other night, because I happened to sit in before the meeting started, because I thought I was on the subcommittee because I got all the material. So, no, I couldn't stay anyway. But can we maybe come to an agreement that, I mean, just to move this forward, take out any reference to public money, matching funds, and add a provision to... some future law or some, you know, future policy decision on the tax bill to make a check marks next time you want to donate to someone's campaign, you know, add a dollar to your tax
bill. That would have to be more thought out. And I'm not knocking.
No, I understand that. I'd like to make an amendment to strike any part of the local law that has to do with public monies.
Public financing.
Matching funds. For everyone, for county-wide races or legislators.
I'll second that.
So much of the law left after that.
Then the law's done. If you do that, you might as well just throw this away.
Well, you said that we have a chance to have a meaningful campaign finance, right? How is adding public money to campaign finance going to be meaningful?
Because running a campaign should not be for wealthy people. It should be for anybody and everybody that wants to participate. And this does nothing more than narrow that down. It gives people an opportunity
to run for public contributions.
Okay, gives people, it encourages people to run. Come on, folks, we all know it's difficult to even find people to run for public office.
And giving them $2,000 is going to make a difference.
Well, you know what? It's an incentive to at least get in there and at least run for it. It shouldn't be a private club. It should be available to anybody that wants to run.
And anybody can. Do you think that...
You can only run if you've got money. You can run if you've got it. If you've got people, you can run for a whole host of reasons. But
do you believe
that? There's
because
a lot
if
of people
you do, then this isn't
going to
do anything for campaign finance.
No,
reform.
The most egregious campaign finance violation, at least, you know, against
this just
what,
narrows
against
the playing field.
What the, you know, against what it should be was in Legislator Lopez's district 4 years ago, where the candidate received $35,000, and he still lost.
No.
So, no, I don't think money makes
a
big difference.
I didn't say it makes a difference, the biggest difference. I said it helps encourage people to become involved, and that's what we should be doing.
I don't know that that's what it does. And again, I don't know if I don't know that that's what this is going to do. I don't believe that that's what this is going to do.
David.
I will agree. I have to agree with Peter on that. I mean, I think it does.
Hold the phone. Never heard that before. Go on.
Oh, it's been said.
You're right.
Not often, but it's been said. No, they've had 20 years together.
I agree with, let's say, Lauren. It does encourage, encourage people to be able to run. I know for a fact, I mean, I'll use myself as an example. When I first, you know, when I ran as an alderman, it was, you know, a small area. I was able to get out every little spot and talk to everybody. At that time, there was actually 13 aldermen, so instead now we have 9. But then when I ran for the county legislature, it was citywide, and it was whoever had the most votes. Mm-hmm. So in other words, it was a much tougher race.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not, in other words, when I ran for alderman at that time, I was getting moving in my life, shall we say, and I wasn't making a great deal of money. By the time I actually ran for the legislature, I had enough money to be able to put a campaign of that nature. I would not have been able to put that campaign 8 years before when I first ran for alderman, so I would not have been able to do that. And I think that what this does is it helps maybe younger people to be able to, or mm-hmm. those that are maybe not making a great deal of money at the time. I think it allows other people to be, you know, a possibility of them getting into the arena, them being able to do that. Because if they raise $800, well, then they get an $800 match. That means they're able to...
On the backs of county property taxpayers. That's the point.
I'm going to go Rich and then Carl when Dave's done.
Wait a minute. We support the DA on the backs of county taxpayers. We support everything that we do is on the backs of county taxpayers, whether we plow roads or pay them, or it's all done on the back. I'm right now, I live in the city of Kingston, and I'm paying for bridges that you have around your house. I do that because it's on the, you know, it's part of the taxes I pay. I support that idea. I don't have any problem. I don't veto, I don't vote against your bridge being repaired, even though I'll probably never ride on it.
Richard.
All right. Two quick things. One, I'm going to support going to a public hearing. Honestly, after hearing all this discussion, it's probably something that I don't think is going to pass in December. I think there's going to be a lot of amendments and things, and then the whole process is going to have to start over in January. But with that said, I do support moving it forward.
Okay. Well,
but here's another quick question. I didn't ask this, and it's been answered, I'm sorry. If a county committee or another candidate's committee gives a candidate money, does that count as matching funds to be eligible for matching
funds? No, I don't believe that.
No, but there's no contribution limit on that. It's unlimited.
Okay, but if I have an account and the Democratic Committee of Ulster County gives me $20,000...
I'd like you to show me where it says that.
Can the...
Okay. Can you be chill?
With every entity? You don't think committees qualify as entities?
Under New York State campaign finance law... I don't see how this
can
proceeds,
but they can give a candidate what's legal, I think.
But
I'm saying,
the Ulster County Republican Committee can donate more than this limit, because this is an individual limit.
No.
No,
I want to hear what Richie said.
Let me give you an example. Richie's running for legislative position. He raises $1,000. He gets $1,000 match. Yeah. But then after he gets that, now he's got $2,000. The Democratic Committee or the Republican Committee decides to give him $2,000 more. Now he's got $4,000.
Is that what I'm saying is, say I open a campaign account and the Ulster County Democratic Committee gives me $2,000. Is that eligible for a matching grant?
No.
Okay. Since we're getting way sidetracked.
But wait up, is that a violation of your state law?
It's what? I'm going to speak to the state board of elections about that. Can we get back on track? We have a. What was that decision? I got to ask Kenny what that decision was.
Let's get this amendment going.
She's saying it does. I'm going to look into it.
What is that?
Let's just at least inform the group here.
And we're talking to
so,
wait a minute. I had a question. I was next.
Go ahead, Carl.
I just want to say, you know, with all sincerity, there was a candidate years ago that tried to get on the ballot for mayor. Had no money, was a political unknown.
What town are you talking about?
Kingston.
Okay.
It was legislator Donaldson. Okay? Now, you had aspirations of becoming the city of Kingston mayor, and you had no funds. So what is the difference now if you want to run for county executive? What changed when you ran for the mayor of City Kingston and thought you had a chance with no campaign funds?
I went out and got, because I was a young guy and somebody kind of dared me to do it, to be honest with you. And I did it.
I remember,
and that's how I actually got involved.
I remember seeing the Kingston Plaza getting your petition signed. Right.
So as a result,
we've been talking about this for now.
Well, what I'm saying is the money doesn't. The money is not going to.
How many votes did I get?
We have an amendment on the floor.
What was Carl's amendment? Can we please restate the amendment?
Remove all references to matching campaign funds
or public financing.
Or public financing.
All in favor.
County legislators and countywide positions.
I don't understand the amendment.
To vote no on the law. I mean,
he's gutting it by any other means.
But in other words,
I'm not going to support that.
Whereas.
I could resist.
I mean, what is that? What type of an amendment is that?
It's a wide reaching, far reaching.
It would have set you off, though. So I'm just going to take you guys better.
Carl, do you want to.
We'll figure it out later. We'll take out any reference.
We'll figure it out later.
We'll take every reference out to public financing. Whatever sections they are.
My problem right now.
All right, let's go.
Let's vote.
Let's take the vote and move on.
Second.
All in favor of that far reaching amendment?
Why?
I'll support you, Carl. I got your back.
You got your back.
I got your back. Opposed.
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 Can you raise your hands again? Opposed.
No.
All right. Voting on the law as it is amended.
May I speak?
Yes, Donaldson.
By the way that we've been dealing with this right here, I'm happy that we made some significant changes, that's good. But I think there may be some nuances that we don't quite understand in here that we haven't delved into and we haven't gotten deep enough into. And I have, you know, the last law that we put together, you know, encompassing law, myself, I legislator Efter and legislator Bartels, we sat down over about, four times. Each time we spent hours. Until we came up with the bus advertising one that we, and that is less controversial than this. And so when we're looking at that, I mean, I would like to see this thing looked at a little closer yet. I understand everybody wants to have this done by the end of the year and so on and so forth, but, you know, the problem is I have not been able to spend as much time as I would like on this because I got so many other things going on. I mean, I got a campaign, we've got the budget that we're dealing with, and various other aspects that we look at. But I don't know, does anybody else have a problem with that, moving forward with this at this point? I mean, I support the concept. I'm not comfortable with the way this is written yet.
I'm prepared to vote no unless you want to table it.
Postpone would be the proper word.
Yeah. Postpone.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone until next month.
It can't be next month. It's either got to get it done or we got to postpone until January.
Why can't it be next?
Because it's starting January.
We can't
1st.
Postpone until January. We can only postpone things until the next regular meeting in our rules.
But if the law will just defeat it right now. To postpone it a month isn't going to help it because if we come back here in our November meeting, the timeline doesn't fit to pass.
We can keep working on it though, Richie.
You're going to have seven new people here next year, or five new people or whatever. I mean, and then they're going to have their own ideas. I'll do whatever you want.
Should we rush one of
these
things at the end of the year?
I think we have a public hearing and then make changes or we just wait till next year. I'd like to see it get done. But
if you postpone, you effectively are making it next year. But little trouble to me. But I really think that we're close on this, but I'm not comfortable at this point. My opinion.
We got a motion to postpone.
I'll second it.
All in favor of postponing it?
No.
He didn't ask for the nose yet.
I'm getting it.
For the eyes.
I thought you're I did.
You're confusing me over here. Do that again.
Okay.
Please.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's four.
Mm-hmm. Opposed.
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 So it's postponed.
Shouldn't we have postponed
before we move completely off?
Well, at least it's been amended. But at least as it moves forward, it has some sense of ending this legislature at least.
And what I'd like to do at this point also is I'd like to have this committee as a whole, a subcommittee of three people is not capable of dwelling into the nuances as well as a slightly larger committee.
Dave, I will speak to Jay tomorrow, and we will set up a special meeting within the next month.
And let's take this and start with page one and run through it page by page. Mm-hmm. That's the way I want it.
Well, I would like if we could be, obviously, if you have questions, concerns, have them all written down. Let's not wing it as we go.
You should have worked so well.
Do we have any comments from the league?
Yeah,
I think I had your hands
just
up.
Disappointed, obviously. I don't have the list in front of me, but there's this public financing is one of the four things that does make a difference when the league examined across the whole country. You know what the what campaign finance reform. Did make a difference in their elections. The public financing is one of the things that makes a difference for a cleaner election across the country. We have a situation in this state and in this country where you have
dirty
money floating like crazy. And I agree that I don't think they were impacted by that at the local level, but you know, with the way things are going, it seems to me we need to protect ourselves from that. And so that's where I stand, and I think the league stands. And if there's any other of the members that are present have something to say.
I agree. It should have been done right the first time, to be honest with you.
There's other ways to get public money, like Chairman Ron said. Put it out on the tax bill. Let them choose
to give it to the public.
I'm sorry.
You never allow that money.
It's such a tiny amount.
Well, we had a meeting.
Take your gavel.
It's really what you're saying is that you're not for campaign finance
reform.
That may be true. And if we can move on to 320.
Okay. Let's find a reason.
No, I'm actually not going to question any legislator's motives because there is something to be said that there are still things that we were asking, you know, even here, although clearly I voted the way I did because I've been believing in this since, since I was a legislator, right, and putting a resolution back in 2005 on the subject. but I'm also not going to go and question, you know, his integrity over the issue, because he's raised that issue before. So I'm not going to.
So if we can move on.
I mean, the state of this country is so poor that, you know, what little thing you can do to improve it would certainly.
Well, we can always find reasons not to do things.
Yes, yeah. And given legislators' money.
I want to ask a question, though. You folks don't think that there's any room to disagree on the use of public financing for campaigns?
I'll have to dig up the references, but that's what the league has found in their study.
Yes. I understand. In some places it may work. In some places, can we agree that in some places it does not work, like New York City, where they have what, a 7-to-1 match on campaign on campaign funds? And quite often you find, I've seen cases where people have said to a business that sells campaign signs, give me a donation of $1,000 and I can give you $5,000 worth of, business to your campaign sign company because you donated to me and you get a 7x match.
Here's a sheet of paper if you want
to. Give that to Jay for the record.
Well, you know, my problem again, you don't mean to tell me this is a perfect law.
It is not.
All right, well,
no,
that's the point.
You haven't given it as much time as you should give.
Exactly.
We know
my
that.
Mindset.
But what I hear in your discussion is let's find a way of scotching this law and putting it down the drain. I don't hear let's take the time to make it better, except for most.
But you did hear we could change the local law at any time we wanted.
I offered virtually everybody amendment on this on this thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
I know you're not talking about me. So let's not go there.
Yeah.
But if I may, let's also though, and honestly, sometimes we also all got to look in the mirror. You know, the genesis of how this sort of came about with the secrecy and all the other different problems. People were not able to offer up, you know, their input in the beginning of this thing. And yes, these kinds of things matter, right? So I think it becomes, when we bring this up again, and it will be brought up again, that we actually have a more inclusive process about how we're going to get there, okay? So I try to do my part. No.
That shouldn't be the thing that drives this.
No, that's actually how we do legislation. And I tried to do what I could. No, if I may finish, Mr. Chair, that's what I did. And if you were here for the subcommittee, you saw basically every amendment I offered up, right? Because I was trying to change it to get to where it should be, in my opinion.
Hector,
so.
And we commend you for your patience.
Anyway, if we can, Mr. Chair, 320 and 321, I want to go in.
And the other aspect of
we're also on any legislative
question. Okay, we're going to move on to 320.
I'd like to make a comment. The process does matter.
Yes.
Because what happens is I don't know all the because we haven't spent enough time.
That's not a different matter. That's this.
Take a look at the law that was passed on cyberbullying. It took us a year to get through because it was the same process. It was thrown at us. And you have to start looking at it. You start making criminals out of 16-year-olds.
That's not
and
true,
I
Dave.
I don't think that's the way
that's not
right.
True.
Let's not talk about it.
It
did make criminals.
You're full of it. That's not true.
It did, too.
It did not. Read it.
I got it.
I read it. I was the person that sat down and amended
it. You know, Dave, you're the only person I know, you can have 100 reasons to vote for something, but then you find one reason to vote against it.
I get bored here, Mr. Chairman.
I'll ask the minority council if I have any authority to hit the gavel again.
Things like that, it doesn't work well.
All right, we're going to move on to 320. Adopting.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Again, I get interrupted.
Mr. Chairman.
320. Adopting proposed local law number 15.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I, at this time, I would like to postpone resolutions 320 and 321 as there is a special committee assigned to dealing with them.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, I'll second that. On the blocking together and postponing.
In fact, I'm doing that, but that's fine.
Yeah,
I just them both.
I want to update the committee on the membership of the task force. The first meeting's been called for the 24th, which is next week.
I have one position I have yet to fill, and I mentioned it to Legislator Donaldson earlier. If anybody else has any ideas, I'm in need of one more representative of a religious organization. I would prefer an imam or somebody from a Muslim community in Ulster County. If anybody has any contacts,
I do.
Please.
I'll find them.
Yeah.
I'll find somebody.
Because...
I'm trying to find a Muslim, so I'll ask.
Okay, good.
And what is this for?
The...
No, I know it's a... I know it's a...
It's the Human Rights Task Force.
What am I volunteering for?
It's the Human Rights Task Force.
Human Rights. Yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's for the Human Rights Task Force. I have all the members except for that one.
Rich, stop.
What time is the meeting?
Ted,
when's the meeting?
24th.
The 24th.
It's going to be the 24th?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want time?
Oh.
Sorry, Pete. I'm sorry. 29. Okay, tentatively.
I'll find out.
Tentatively 5:30 or 6. Sorry.
Yeah, but please, yo, let me know.
Let's open email.
Thank you, Ken, for the update.
Tonight or tomorrow.
Please do. And let the chairman know. We're going to vote on postponing or tabling 320.
Postponing.
Postponing. 320 and 321. All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you.
You have no idea how much I actually appreciate it. I've been fighting the tabling thing for the better part of 14 years.
Yeah.
You only table when you're intending on getting to it later on in the meeting.
Yeah, well, I thought it meant later on in life.
381, well, Mr. Chairman.
A lot of stuff.
381, Mr. Chairman.
Approving the execution of a contract amending...
Dan's hauling.
Causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000. Dan's hauling and demo.
This $5,000?
I'll move it.
Go ahead. Dan could get his money.
Can you refresh my memory? Where is this being?
Can I?
From?
Do we got a second?
I'll move it. Anybody second?
Second.
So Dan's Hauling and Demo is the company that the county's been using to get rid of the... Well, it's not just asbestos. It's been for all the demolition of these flood remediation houses. A little bit more money needed to be used for asbestos mitigation. This isn't late. It's just here because the county attorney's office reports this committee. We're the committee of original jurisdiction for this resolution.
Should we find out about Dan's campaign contributions, or is that a...
Dan hasn't given me a dime.
All right, then moved and seconded.
Dan gave me money last time, so I'll go with it. Just kidding.
I'm in, too.
All right.
All in favor?
Say that bye. Bye. Oh, there's still... somebody's still here.
All right. 393, Mr. Chair.
Setting a public hearing...
Hey, Rich.
Setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 9.
We're going to get some order in this meeting today. Setting a public...
If only there was somebody with a gavel who could do that.
All right.
I need a bigger gavel. Okay. 393.
All right. I'm assuming...
Now, is this the one that... Who is this?
Carl.
Airbnb.
This was amended.
Carl voted against us the last time when the controller put it up. Now he's putting it in.
Look at that.
Let the record show.
It never
came to a vote.
In one of the committees it did. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
All right.
Can you give me a heads up, like a big change in mind?
Sure, I'll give you the whole synopsis. All right. As your representative on the NYSAC Health and Mental Health Committee, I was at the NYSAC convention in September in Syracuse. And a lovely hotel, and there was a seminar on Airbnb. They had three members of the Airbnb team there. Also, William Cherry, who was the county executive of Washington County, was also a panel member. And they discussed the legalities of having a voluntary tax agreement with counties. And I believe they said there was at least 17 counties already in agreement with Airbnb collecting the 2% bed tax. So I brought it forth. This was Elliot's resolution last year, although we did make an amendment on page 5.
You can use Elliot's research. That's pretty good. You didn't want it last year, but now you want it. Okay, I'll support Elliot's resolution that he didn't want last year.
Well, let me ask you
something, Dave. Talking out of it.
Were you in Syracuse at that seminar?
No, I supported when he brought it through the first place. I trusted the information that he brought
it
forth.
You
did? You were.
I didn't.
Okay, nice conversation with everybody.
Here's what happened last year. Both councils majority and minority said it was illegal, and said that we couldn't collect the 2% bed tax because we weren't collecting it from the proprietor, we were collecting it from a third party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this voluntary tax agreement, which
collection agreement,
which you have. There's already 17 counties that have already signed that agreement with Airbnb.
And
come on, get serious. It's late, all right?
Serious. What's the difference? I just want to know the difference.
Well, it's voluntary.
Mr. Chairman, what's his point?
His point is that the controller put in last year, and we didn't support it. And now...
Well, I'm telling you the reasons why.
Okay, we agree with your reasons, Carl. They're very admirable. I think, myself, we got this amendment here. And I need time to study the amendment before I vote on it.
Well, actually, it was already voted on.
There are times Kevin is savage.
I know, but this is something new that just got thrown in front of my desk here.
Literally. Well, the only amendment is striking out section 2 on page 5. What's that?
I said, don't talk about striking out. Judges coming up fast.
You got a TV on behind you?
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, are you streaming?
It's a joke.
All right. Let's move this forward, or the discussion forward. Is there a motion for it, and is there a motion to amend?
It's already amended.
Money
was already amended?
Yeah, by
money goes. 10% or $150,000 goes solely for an account earmarked for tourism and promotion.
Mr. Chairman, are you making a motion?
No, I don't.
It's the same as the support. Same as the bed tax.
You know, Jay tells me she doesn't have a motion to even discuss this, so strike everything in the last 5 minutes off the tape.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah.
Is anybody moving it?
Yes, I'll move it.
There you go.
I don't. Absence of a second.
He seems to be in a playful mood tonight.
Absence of a second. That's entertain a motion to adjourn.
Nobody seconded the.
I'll second it.
We already got a motion to adjourn now.
actually, by technicality.
By Robert's Rules of Order, a motion to adjourn trumps all other motions.
That's actually true. Or a motion to adjourn signed day, therefore, and you actually dissolve the entirety of the session.
I'm going to withdraw that because I don't want to get...
That's right. I know.
Same thing happened when Hector pulled that stunt. I'm going to shut down the government.
That's actually true.
I actually did. I actually went shut down the government by myself single-handedly. What? Y'all weren't paying attention? Adjourned sign day. What happened?
All right, we're discussing this.
All right.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Through you to Legislative Council, Nick, I just provided you with the sample voluntary collection agreement that was provided to me last week by the county comptroller. I know that you haven't read through that yet, so you can't determine whether or not the change is in there. But aside from that voluntary collection agreement, is there anything in this law that is inconsistent with your opinion as of last year?
No. I wrote a brief memo on it, and essentially it's really piggybacking on Council Guerin, who I'm in agreement with. Chris is also in agreement with, as far as I know. I don't think we've discussed it this year, but essentially what we've looked at is the state law that authorizes localities to collect and impose these taxes. And Carl, I think, has already summarized it, but just to describe what our finding is that we have no authority to collect the tax from anyone other than an owner or someone who's entitled to collect rent, and a third-party platform doesn't fit that definition. Nor does it necessarily, the occupancy or use necessarily fit the definition of hotel or motel under the statute. So
can I ask just a follow-up question to that? The fact that there are 17 or 20 counties that have entered into these agreements, does that make it any more legal?
Not at the state level, no.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I had an old thing that I used to do when I was a teacher. Sometimes if I wanted to try something different, I didn't ask the principal, I tried it. The reason I tried that was because I knew that they would come up with a reason why. Why don't you, you know, it's a little here. But once you do it, then they come, oh, that was a great idea. Or they say, not a good idea. And you say, gee, sorry, I'll never do that again. Well, I think we have 17 of them that's done it, and I think we can do it, too. So I support the, even though there's a little bit of an hypocrisy here, but I'll support them.
I think it's foolish to just not vote on this or even send it to a public hearing. Okay? It's not about the money per se, although you talk about campaign finance and public funds for campaign finance. Okay?
This money
would be deposited just like the bed tax, okay, the 2% bed tax, into the general fund, and then 10% of it, or up to $150,000, would be put into a tourism fund. Now, I looked at the law, I looked at the state law, and one of the things states in the state law is that the legislature shall allocate the funds, okay, for the purpose of tourism and promotion. So and the way I read that, here's an example. We get another $250,000 or $300,000 resolution for Focus Media for tourism. And we decide, you know, we don't want to allocate.
Wait for it.
Yeah, we don't want to allocate $300,000. Shut up.
Oh, no. Legislator Rodriguez,
what we want to do is
we
want to give
Focus Media
allocate $200,000 of that money to Focus Media, but then we want to use the county's tourism department to allocate money for tourism for all the towns in the county. And the way I read this, we could do it right now with the bed tax outside of Airbnb. So why wouldn't you want to do that to help the towns and not just promote Ulster County as a whole? Is every town getting the same promotion opportunities that the county gives? I know New Paltz gets a hell of a New Paltz gets a hell of a thing. They're always on the cover of the magazine.
We're special.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is there's money on the table. It's not costing the taxpayers money. It's the person who's renting the Airbnb. And by the way, people are coming into this county renting, you know, paying for hotel rooms and bed and breakfasts, and they are paying that tax.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair to Minority Counsel, do you concur with everything for once? Do you actually concur with the vast majority of what Majority Counsel has said?
Yeah, I remember this issue last year. We were in agreement. Obviously, I haven't had a chance to take a look at the amendment.
It's the same. It turns into the same thing that Elliot put in last year, post amendment.
I'd really like to dive. I'd really like some time to consider that before I give an opinion on that. But I do concur with what Nick said as far as our initial position. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a question to Lisa Delfilio?
Monday.
If you must.
Through the chair.
Through the chair, of course. Oh. Through you, Mr. Chairman, to Legislative Alfilio. What happens when Airbnb is collecting a 2%, you know, voluntary collection agreement fee? What happens to the responsible Airbnb owners that have already been remitting us the tax that they owe us? They're going to pay double.
No, they'll just get the tax collected through Airbnb. They'll see it on the bill automatically. They won't need to file.
So then stop paying the county.
I mean, that would be the logical.
It's a direct deposit, basically.
No, but right now, the vast majority of Airbnb owners are remitting occupancy tax to the county of Ulster.
I'd like to see figures on that, because I don't believe that at all.
All right.
I don't believe that at all.
I make a motion that we postpone this until next month to get figures from the executive's office, and so Nick and Chris can further look into the voluntary collection agreement.
I'll second it.
I'll
third
it.
I'll seven.
Thank you.
All right, what's that amendment? I'm sorry.
Richard's in charge.
Postpone it. Do you need the reasons why
I think
again?
You should take it up in January.
We can't postpone it until January, Rich. You know the rules. All in favor?
Aye.
I don't agree with that.
So you're
I'm
opposed.
The sponsor.
I'm opposed.
No, I'm the sponsor.
You don't have to agree to a postponement. You have to agree to an amendment.
This is the first time on.
He can yep. still
almost
disagree.
Though.
I mean, he's allowed to, but it doesn't mean anything. But it's just like okay. Yeah, that's a fun, Ted. No, no, because remember that it can only be postponed three times.
I will.
Ouch.
I'll support my good buddy.
I'm glad to see you got his back this time.
Only since he changed his mind.
Are you done? Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Hey, you guys, we got a list of.